Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Denny Galehouse. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jesse Hill. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ace Parker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses shits a dribbler in front of the plate. Pitlock interferes with Moses, who is awarded first base. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Parker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball four. Salters moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field. Moses picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Moses. Salters scores. Hale moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker takes first base on ball four. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hughes. The throw from Brucker and he is out, Parker applying the tag. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salters hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly, who is chasing the ball. Peters reaches third base with a triple. Johnson scores. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to home to get Peters. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Galehouse bunts towards the mound. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Pitlock moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Moses reaches second base with a double. Weatherly throws the ball into Hale, who tags Moses trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trotsky for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Hale reaches second base with a double. Weatherly moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock is walked intentionally. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-2 in the game. Gailhouse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Hill reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Peters is walked intentionally. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Gailhouse covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale moves to second. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-3 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finney scores. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Nelson pinch hits for Earl Brucker. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Hill moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-3 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Conroy now catching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Larry reaches second base with a double. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hughes bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to third. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-4 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-4 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Larry scores. Averill moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Solters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney juggles the ball. That's an error on Finney. Averill scores. Trosky moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Eddie Smith. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Dean for the double play. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Werber is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.